And I wanted to ask you also about Allen Iverson and his return. You know, this has been something that I've been arguing about up here with our sports guy.
I'm over there. You know, he's a crybaby. He needs to stop crying.
Thank you. Thank
you. You know, it's a lot of bullshit going on. So he got a lot of bullshit with him. Like, I mean, like, come on. He got a chance to be on a good team. He didn't want to fit in. Now he, tomorrow he want me to get some love. Get it from your wife, your family, you know. Come on.
But he, you could say he's a crybaby, but he did end up getting what he wanted.
He's still a crybaby. He didn't get what he wanted.
You think after this year he'll be on another team?
He had to leave. He should be at the league right now because he's crying. I mean, my thing to Lee is trying to, you know, get guys who want to play basketball, not guys who crying about do they care about him or not. They care about it because you got a contract. Think about it.
All right. So do you think the league is just keeping him here for hype purposes? Because he's not performing now.
No.
I mean, I don't know about him in bed, but he's definitely not performing on the court.
Well, he might be, but no, he's not performing on court. But my thing is, he ain't not ready to perform. He's not willing to put the work in. So when you get older, you got to put more work in. Mm-hmm. And for to be better, you got to be humble and you got to keep working. He's not a worker, you know. He got a lot of, he's trying to, you know, sell you over by this and that. And, you know, he's not a charm talker. So it is what it is.